UFO.
And then Omarion got I've always been a Bow Wow fan. Like I loved Bow Wow growing up. My sister listened to BTK, and so did I, don't get me wrong. But anytime the Millennial Tour came, Bow Wow's the headline. So let's just make that clear. Like Bow Wow, and I've said this for a very long time, he's put people on. Okay, people don't want to give Bow Wow credit, but a lot of people that are popping now was opening up for Bow Wow back in the day. Let's just say that. Now, Omarion, he truly wanted to be the next Michael Jackson / Usher / whatever. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't pan out. Okay. It just didn't pan out. And I don't understand why he thinks that he can come to the Millennial Tour and perform some bullshit that don't nobody want to hear. Like, he legit was like trying to sing songs
like the new
that
shit?
Nobody knew. And we were just we want to hear BTK.
That song you sent me, Jay, he performed that?
Nah, I don't think so.
That's what we want to hear. We only want to hear the old shit. We don't want to hear nothing new.
Yeah, he did old.
No, he did it.
Yes, he did.
He did.
No, he said he did.
I didn't say. That's what I'm saying is his set should have been those songs and only those songs, because I feel like Bow Wow's set was too short because Omarion was up here singing extra ass songs that nobody wanted to hear because no one knew them. So my only complaint is I felt like Bow Wow needed more time, because me personally, I wanted to hear more Bow Wow songs. Because I mean, he came out on stage, he had so much energy.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Bow Wow was the best performance, like overall to me.
Yeah, because Soulja Boy was like,
don't let that nigga there, dog. I don't know when that nigga came out.
I didn't know he was on the tour.
You smell all the loud. He kept sipping his lean. It was like ridiculous. Bruh,
you know what was sad? Ying Yang Twins was better than Soulja Boy.
Holy shit. They were. And they was walking across that stage like old men, okay? Yeah. The uncles came out that night. The uncles was out.
And Pleasure Pete gained like 100 pounds.
Damn.
Pleasure Pete big now, dog.
Pleasure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought he was in jail. Going to jail.
He was counting them steps, baby. He was counting
Pleasure Pete looked like his hips tight.
He was trying to catch his breath. He was trying so hard to count them steps. And then when he was trying to like dance on those girls, oh my God, it made me cringe.
They brought girls on stage?
They had little dancers on stage already.
Yeah, and this was worse. Let me tell you how bad it was. Okay, because Jonathan, I don't know if you peeped this.
When he let the girl fall to the ground?
No. Oh, that was bad. I did peep that. Because he was too lazy to like pick her up and get her out. Yeah. No. Pleasure P legit said, yeah, we all grew up together.
Oh, yeah, grandparent now?
He goes, some of us are parents. He goes, hell, I'm a grandparent.
Yeah, I heard. I caught that shit. Now. I definitely caught that shit.
But then, it gets better. It gets better. After announcing to everybody in the stadium that he is a granddad, later on during his set, he proceeds to say how single he is. And for people to slide into his DMs, I was dead.
Straight thirst, huh?
Yeah. Ain't that nigga, don't we got a blue check by his name?
We're not even finished.
You gotta ask?
We're not even finished. It gets better. Let me, like, Pretty Ricky did the fool. It gets better. Baby Blue.
Hey, Baby Blue was hard though, no.
No, boy. Baby Blue goes, they deleted my IG account because I stood up for Lizzo. Y'all go ahead and follow the boy. Y'all go ahead and follow me. Because they deleted.
Oh my God.
Wait. It gets better.
Christina called it. Oh shit! Ah! Yeah, oh shit!
That nigga
nigga there, dog, I was actually dying in my fucking seat. Carlton, this nigga had a whole segment of this Kappa-like activity, grinding on the stage, doing backflips. Did this nigga pause talking about, all right, I showed y'all sexy spec, my alter ego. Now, I want to help everybody in the crowd get financially free. Man.
There it is.
Hell no. No. Nigga had to promote his business on top of the... On top of that shit,
bro, it was some of the saddest shit I've ever seen.
Me and my sister
niggas on stage. That's what happened when you bring old niggas on stage.
They were legit promoting their businesses and promoting them. It was the craziest thing. I kept looking at my sister like, "Is this happening? Like, are the pyramid
schemes out there?"
I couldn't believe it, dog.
I mean, spectacular ended. He ended the show. He legit ended the show, telling people. He wants them to have financial freedom. I was dead. And he's standing in the towel, by the way. You know, that's how he ends the show.
Straight off with a towel.
It was just the most ghettoest scene I had ever witnessed in my life. And not to not to mention these outfits that they chose to wear with these flashing lights.
That platinum
clothing. Yes, it was a lie.
They'd be stuck in them old times, bro. And it's like, that's what people appreciate them for, but they don't know how to remove themselves from that shit, bro.
I will say this. I was thoroughly entertained.
That's all. I'm sure that's all that matters.
The last time, and I was thoroughly entertained this time. But
checks from the H, for sure.
Carlton, you messed up, boy. Shanti came out there thick.
Hey, I've seen it behind the stage.
Seen it
behind the stage.
He did come out there thick.
He came out there thick.
She on a different kind of meal plan.
Thick.
So, Christina, let me ask you this because you was there. When they started the little B2K segment, right, with just Omarion on the stage, and they brought out them four chairs.
I was so fucking mad because I knew he was going to be on some bullshit. Omarion is not going to let B2K get their shine, and I knew they were not there. But what he do? Then he go sit his old raggedy behind down that chair by himself. I was like, what was the point? With the video playing in the background, like,
he played a B2K song there.
That was so lame. Like, yes, he could have said that. He could have said that.
So I mean, but
he could have said that.
You felt like that was some like protocol shit, or you felt like he was being petty?
Shade for sure.
I think that he probably does do that, but I think like in certain cities they probably do come out. I mean, they came out in LA, but I just think he shouldn't do that. I mean, I didn't know. I knew they weren't coming out, but some people probably got really excited and it was like, oh, wait, they're not coming out. Like, I think he should just sing the songs. Like, we know you're part of B2K. We know that you're not really fucking with them. That's cool. You're still getting your bread, but we want to hear B2K songs. Like, we understand that we came to hear you, but we came to hear the basic stuff that everybody knows. And then we came to hear B2K songs. So that's it. We don't want to hear nothing else.
Christina, did you also catch when he started singing his new shit, how people start sitting down?
Yes, because I sat down.
And then did you also catch that nigga walking to the front of the stage and say, I know y'all enjoy yourself, but y'all gotta get the fuck up.
Oh. Like y'all was in church.
He said that and nobody moved. Really I was over there. I was in that section. Nobody got up. Because nobody wanted to hear that. I was being honest. Like, I mean, I like Ashanti, but I mean, Ashanti, she was singing a lot of R&B. You can't really dance to that. A lot of people sat down for Ashanti. I mean, I'm just saying, like, she got some bangers, though. Like, Ashanti got bangers. But after a while, you know, it's just like, okay.
Did Ashanti come out with Zero? Or did she bring Zero out?
And do Slim Thug out.
She brought out Slim Thug.
Do they have a song together?
No.
What? Why did he come out?
Because she got a song with Zero. I would have done that instead.
I guess she couldn't get Zero. But I mean, brought out B-King. Lloyd. Was it Lloyd? Yeah, Lloyd.
Yeah.
And they brought out Roscoe Dash.
Who?
Roscoe Dash.
Call to the... Call to the phone, no.
Why, bro?
Are you hating?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I just want to know. Bob.
That nigga Roscoe look like...
A-bop.
Roscoe looked like he just finished he just got off the stair climber at 24.
Man, he still got that little point in his head, the little hairstyle with the point.
Yeah.
Damn. Niggas just don't know how to let it go. Just reinvent yourself, man. That's all you got to do is reinvent yourself.
Sammy reinvented himself. I like Sammy.
Well, Sammy wasn't on the tour, though, was he?
Yeah, Sammy opened up.
Oh, so this was a real tour. What was I doing?
It was Sammy. It was after Sammy, it was Lloyd. But then something was going on with Lloyd's mic. And then out of nowhere, Bobby V came out. And he was singing. And then Bobby V left. And then after Lloyd, it was it was Yin Yang Twins, then Ashanti, then Pretty Ricky, then Ashanti, then Omarion, then Bow Wow.
Yeah, that sounded like a pretty good lineup.
It was a good show.
I think, yeah, it's because it's very nostalgic for like everybody our age, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Pretty Ricky said, we grew up together.
Scream Tour was going crazy. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Damn. His brother was there, Christina. Orion?
Yeah, he was a DJ. He was being so extra.
How'd you feel about that boy pulling out that watermelon?
That shit was so stupid. I was like,
what did he do with the watermelon?
Exactly.
It was a dumb scene. And then they were like in the box, in this like glass box. And like he was acting like he was giving this girl head. It was just what? Too much.
There was no girl there, and it was a watermelon instead.
No, the girl was there.
No, the girl was there.
He was holding the watermelon by her pussy and was like doing his head all crazy and shit. But he was eating the watermelon. But what I wanted to see was him clean off the watermelon. This nigga like turned around, the watermelon was like halfway done. Like, nigga, that shit ain't live.
Yeah, what was the point of that?
If you're gonna do it, you gotta turn around with that bitch like completely drained out and shit.
Exactly. Shit. Number Ryan left.
Right. It was just lame. It was all lame. That entire set was lame. Like, I was just like, that was why they put this big box on the stage for that shit. Like, it had nothing to do with anything. Like, it was like a break for Omarion to catch his breath. They thought of that. A break. Boom. Omarion did a break.
See, I thought they was going to use that box and put a whole bunch of fog in that bitch and do something around. Ice box. That would have been love. But
niggas ain't that creative, Jay.
Hella love. That's creative. What I really.
I don't know why not.
I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, he's going to use that for ice box. Then he did it for that shit. And I was like, really?
Change of plans.
For that shit.
For sure, change of
plans. I was so disappointed. I was like, you had one job, Omarion. One job.
Now you fired.
That nigga can still dance though.
No, yeah, I was looking at some highlights. Yeah, he was kind of whipping that jump.
He wanted to be Michael Jackson so bad. He pulled out so many different color gloves. I was just like,
and Chris Brown.
I didn't want to say that because you know.
I think that's where he's trying to go. He's trying to be.
Nobody
can and will ever be.
Me, I believe that too. Nah. I think that's the last. With that's the last.
All, tour I can say that with to. My entire chest. There will never be another Chris Brown.
That was the last. That man tour I ever is went to, Chris Brown.
Amazing.
My opinion, Chris Brown better than Usher.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
I don't want to say it out loud.
I agree.
Say it out loud
because I wouldn't say that a lot either because these Usher fans be crazy because I be looking and reading when they be trying to compare them and I'm just like, are y'all stupid? Because don't get me wrong, growing up, I did love Usher. When Usher was out, I was a whole Usher fan. So when Chris Brown stepped in this building, Chris Brown came and shut shit down. Like, Usher is not touching Chris Brown. I don't care when no one said, people be like, what? Usher? Usher had to reinvent himself. Chris Brown has always been Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has always been the same. Usher damn near fizzled out. And Usher had to reinvent himself. And came back. Like, let's be serious. Let's really talk about it. Like, no.
You remember that Chris Brown concert where that nigga was dancing on that little platform? Like, he was dancing and down on the platform, bro.
Grinding. I was at that concert, okay? Grinding.
That was live, yeah.
That was Take You Down. That's what that was.
Take You Down. It was, yeah. It was Take You Down.
I really want to take you down.
Buddy is talented.
Don't fight with me.
Buddy is talented.
I don't give a fuck who he hit, what he said, how he said it. You can't take nothing away from that niggas. Yes, I did. You can't take nothing away from that niggas.
No, you didn't.
Performance.
Because we love Riri. Because we love Riri too.
We do.
You could say it. You could have kept that.
But I'm just saying, like, despite of what people's idea of Chris Brown,
we don't even need to talk about that. We're talking about the musical
top tier skills. Yeah,
musical skills.
We're talking about
albums, body of work,
talent, and just being able to put a concept together and make it beautiful. Have y'all seen some of his recent videos? Have you seen some of his most recent videos?
I'm watching TV. Yeah, but I mean,
I've seen him. I've seen him.
I love this man. I love him.
So, love him. So Christina, remove Chris Brown from the conversation. Who's the best dancer, like R&B, like singer slash dancer, like, but who dances the best? Remove Chris Brown.
Okay.
Bye.
I told you.
I told you, man, she was gonna remove Chris Brown.
It's not really difficult for me, but I'm gonna say Mario.
Over Omarion?
Yes. Over Omarion.
Christina is unpopular today.
Yeah.
I like Mario. Mario can dance and Mario can sing.
I think Neo can dance better than Mario. I ain't even gonna cap.
Oh, I forgot about Neo. But you know what? I don't really like Neo's, like, after a while, I can't listen to him. He's like another, like, his voice. Like, dances. I can legit understand that. But if we're talking about artistry altogether, that I'm going to be entertained by, I'm taking Mario over Neo.
We talk, okay, Christian. So you're talking about overall, because this is my thing. About dancing. Because I just asked about dancing only.
Okay, so dancing. I mean, I don't really. Who all can dance besides Chris Brown?
Like of all time.
Guess Usher. Then Usher. Yeah. It's going to be Chris Brown. Then it's going to be Usher.
I'm going Genuine. Genuine.
Ooh, I forgot.
Genuine.
I think. Well, but wait, though. Okay, wait. Wait. Let's be real now. Let's be real. A real conversation. Yes, Genuine can dance, but when we're talking about someone that can like continuously dance, we got to think like Michael Jackson. He was young and grew up. And
Michael dance. Jackson like, don't count. That nigga's like, listen, he's not even in the conversation.
Yeah, we can't put him in the conversation.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. Chris Brown came out. He was young. He grew up. He can still dance. Usher came out. When you watch Genuine now, he just looks stiff.
Like an uncle.
He kind of looks like Drew Hill looks now.
Ooh, wee. Like, ooh, Christina. Cisco. Christina. Cisco. Christina.
Cisco. Christina up today, Jay.
Have some respect.
Christina's up today. Wow.
Gosh, she ain't lying, though.
I'm just saying, like, some people just don't move like that used to. So I'm still gonna go with Usher because, like, to me, Usher still got it. Like, if they were in a battle right now, Usher gonna give Chris Brown a run for his money. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I said, give him a run. That's all I said. But I'm just saying, like,
are we talking about choreography or freestyle?
Usher's gonna do everything in his power.
And we say give a run. That's get beat by 60 like, meters or gets beat by 20 meters?
All I'm saying is he gonna be able to do something where I feel like if they was like Genuine, bust a move.
Yeah.
He's gonna bust
a kneecap. Yeah, I feel that. Nah, I definitely feel that shit. But growing up, Genuine was my favorite. Like, he beat Usher any day. Like, in the 90s, for sure.
No, in the 90s, Genuine was definitely...
Oh, no, Jay. That you don't have to call. That whole choreography was ridiculous, bro.
Choreography? I'm talking... What?
that you don't have to call? That was, like, top tier.
I mean...
That nigga
brought the Heelys out, bro. Who's gonna pull the Heelys out and still dance on them hoes, bro?
I don't know if that gained or lost points for me.
Nah. Back then, you wouldn't... The Heelys wasn't a negative thing, bro.
No, I'm not gonna lie. That video was definitely the big night.
You probably still know the choreography to this day, Jay.
But that wasn't the vibe of the video. That wasn't why he blew up. I mean, that was a nice video, but Usher came up on the My Way video when he was dancing on that damn chair.
That My Way, that was crazy.
That video played so many times on MTV.
They did, bro.
Yes.
Like, you could MTV on at any time. Usher going to either be coming on or going off.
One with that purple background and that damn white chair.
Yeah, no,
that's one Tyrese in the video with his lip pierced, with his chin pierced.
Yeah, he had some kind of piercing. Yeah, the chin piercing. Yeah.
Christina, you know who I was surprised who could still actually perform at a high level was Spectacular. Because that nigga was doing some shit.
The last one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Spectacular. Well, you know, okay, so I'm going to say this, and I told my sister this. Like, Spectacular to me really wants to be a stripper. Like, it's just, it was a lot. Like, I mean, he was so excited. At one point, I really thought he was going to rip somebody else's clothes off. No, he really is. And he loves it. He truly enjoys it, which is what I think he gets off on. Because he was definitely having the best time of his life. He was so excited to pop and roll and show the crowd how he can do tricks.
Which made it even more funnier. When he came out with his entrepreneurship.
Thank you. I laughed hysterically. Pretty Ricky was very entertaining. Like, I know I'm like talking about them right now, but I was really entertained by Pretty Ricky. They were just, they were dope. I could not have,
do we know what happened to Slick'em? Where's Slick'em at?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
No one really came out and said anything.
I'm about to Google that shit real quick.
He was there at the last tour.
I remember I was Slick'em for Halloween one time, my freshman year in college. I was Slick'em for Halloween.
Congratulations. You want a cookie? Like, who cares?
I'm just saying, like, that was one of my favorite.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Damn, Christina, it was relevant. It's Halloween time. Shit. While Jay was looking it up, I just had a little.
I mean, they don't have no. I Googled them. You know, at the top, if they in some bullshit, that'd be the first thing.
He finna be on a new Love & Hip Hop season, watch.
Yeah, I don't say nothing. I guess he just didn't show up, or they didn't get his contract signed at the time or something.
He got 851,000 followers on Instagram.
That's what's up. He got that blue check?
No.
Oh, wee. What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What if they got the check, man?
They hating.
Nah, they out of there. That boy only got one post.
You only see one?
Unless I'm on the wrong page.
Gotta be. 354 is what I see. Okay. Slick'em Hound.
Slick'em Hound.
Yeah, Slick'em _ Pretty Ricky.
Slick'em _ Pretty Ricky. What the boy got? Man, why that boy not blue check varied, man?
Yeah, they tripping for that.
Yeah, that's
the They said what?
Why he not blue check verified? That's the whole shit.
Because Slick'em is...
What you mean? That boy, I know he's won some awards.
With the group. Are we talking about Slick'em or are we talking about Spectacular?
Talking about Slick'em, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all do realize like there's always like the not so popular word in the group.
I thought that people was fucking with Slick'em in the group. Because he had this different sound.
I'm not talking about lyrically. I'm talking about like why somebody might have a lot of followers.
Oh, got you.
He got a decent amount of followers. I'm just trying to figure out why he don't have a blue check by his shoe.
Because he's probably not as popular as some of his other bandmates.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
I mean, come on. I see what you're going from, Jay. Christina ain't having it. There's literally people that literally say there's always a Michelle. Like people, that's a saying. That is an expression that people say. And it's so messed up. But let's be real. That's a true thing. That is a true thing. I mean, think about it. You hear a lot about Beyonce in the press. You hear a lot about Kelly in the press. You don't really hear that much about Michelle in the press. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just always that one person in the group.
Shit.
Even if you think about B2K, you hear a lot about Omarion, at the time Lil Fizz, and then Brad. You don't really hear that much about Jay Boog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Hey, Michelle has a blue check by her name.
Ooh.
Well,
she wasn't Destiny's Child.
She wasn't Destiny's Child. Pretty Ricky's Pretty Ricky, but Destiny's Child is Destiny's Child. Like, let's be real.
Nah, I feel it, but sad. So sad.
So everybody else in the group has one, Jay.
They do?
No, I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't dug that deep yet.
Got you.
But okay, Christina. So who was the best group of the 90s? So think about Boyz II Men, Jagged Edge, Drew Hill, B2K, Kinda Sorta, Blackstreet.
No, I would say B2K was more so 2000.
Okay, so X them, continue. Was Jagged Edge more 2000s then?
Mm-mm. They was like coming around it was late 1990.
Okay.
This is the thing, because I am biased because I was a faithful listener to two of these male groups when we was talking about like R&B. And those groups were Drew Hill.
Say Drew Hill, yeah.
And Jagged Edge. And Jagged Edge.
Ain't nobody fuck with Casey and JoJo like that?
I think that I was that's like period.
Them, yeah, period. But that was like, yeah, that was like early 1990. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I was still kind of young. And I mean, I've heard a couple of songs, but I just didn't really. It's the popular song. It's the songs that everybody know. Like, I couldn't just like sing you like a random song. Cause I mean, they were a part of Jodeci. I know that. But I mean, if I'm being honest, I really only know that they do that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know a Jodeci song except for.
Ooh.
Damn.
What's the Jodeci song?
And that's the one you know, huh?
Exactly. Christina, you know. Miles came right on time. Forever, my lady.
Forever, my lady. You know, yeah, at holding. That's about it. What's another song about Jodeci?
Come on, Christina. Yes, you do.
What's another song?
Freaking You.
Huh? Freaking I wanna you. Get freaky. That's them. That's them.
Not the question mark.
Right, Christina. My.
I'm just right. What I mean. Though. Like, I couldn't just be like, "Oh, that's freaking you." You know what I'm saying? Like, when I hear it, I'd be like, "Oh, okay, yeah, that's it." But I'm not gonna know it off the top of my head. That was the point I was trying to make because I didn't really grow up listening to them.
You know, come and talk to me.
Yeah, come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. I really want to know your name.
There you go. So you do know, you know, a little.
You look so, I said that. I just said that. That's yeah, I know. What that's I what I'm saying.
You know a little something, something. Give yourself a little credit.
Oh, thank you.
Christina be ready, Jay. Ready.
All right, no.
She was doing well when Miles came up in here.
Sorry.
No, because Miles definitely tried to play me. So I'm not sure.
Miles pulled up in the Tesla. He just bought that out of Sheba.
Nice.
Miles so pulled right up on the podcast. straight up to you for some Sheba coins, man.
What is Sheba coin?
Exactly.
Is this a joke?
No, it's dead ass.
It's serious. That boy Miles, man.
That boy Miles. That boy Miles with the Fresh Franklin, as always.
Exactly.
Franklin.
And it's water.
y'all just catch me on the weird days, man.
So
nah, you good, bro. You're good.
It's the right. Same day every week. So how do we catch you on a weird day?
Okay, I'm gonna mute.
Oh, so next one. The recording has ended.
Christina choosing violence, boy. I'm out of that.
I don't understand.
Christina, I'm ready. I got 2 weeks off. I'm ready.
Yeah, Miles had a little break.
I was just trying to understand. It didn't make sense. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying like Wednesdays, I dress up for work. Like that's the day. So the one day I dress up for work is like the day we do this.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. One Day I dress up for work. My bad. I mean, you know, otherwise it's just t-shirts. For work and... every day.
I got a question. Jay probably didn't see it though. I know Christina did. Did y'all watch the new Insecure episode?
No, I have not watched it, but I have definitely seen the internet going crazy.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Like, bro, the AKAs are really out here acting
a damn. The AKAs are pissed.
You heard about
and
it, Jay?
The girls are shaking the tables and clutching their pearls.
And clutching their pearls. Bro, so look.
Clutching pearls for real.
So you know that Amanda Bynes.
No, but they're clutching the pearls.
I said Amanda Bynes. You know that Amanda Seals is an AKA, right? It's not Amanda Bynes at all. Amanda Seals.
Amanda Seals. Oh, that's so disrespectful. It is
got
so
tripped out, my bad.
Disrespectful.
Got a little congestion.
You should be slapped. You should be congestion. Slapped.
So
Amanda, we love you, girl. Amanda Seals, we love you, girl. Yeah.
Amanda, we are. We're here for you.
I love you.
All right. So now, in the show, they were going back to their alma mater, and of course, she's in the sorority, so she's gonna wear her letters, bro. So I guess all the AKAs are in uproar because she wore those letters without their consent, or because they represented their brand and they didn't get any kind of like recognition or any monetary value from it. So I just think that that's so backwards, bro. It's like, why niggas always trying to come up on other niggas? Like, why we can't just be like, hey, she put on some black sorority and that's just what it was. Why does it have to be negative? Like, why did the negativity have to come out of this? And they really like taking
it. I feel like Carlton, I feel like you're the only one that can truly answer this question because technically you're the only one that.
But that don't have nothing. That don't have nothing to do with it. Like even regular people can see that that's taking it too far. Like that shit.
No, because I feel like I'm gonna say this.
I know it's a pandemic, but damn, AK ain't that fucking broke.
I have Greek people in my family, and I've dated Greeks and blah 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 blah. I mean, y'all take that stuff very seriously. I mean, let's be real.
I would have felt good that it was on that kind of platform.
You're not letting me talk. You're not letting me talk. You're not letting me talk.
End of that 3 o'clock.
Are you going to let me speak?
Go ahead, Christina.
Okay, thank you. I feel like it's not fair for you to say that because, and let's be real, like don't be trying to act like, oh, I don't, be real. There are some people who truly take their letters very, very seriously. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Okay. So you don't get to, you can't just simply say people were overreacting or some people were, because some people really do take that seriously. And then they talk about, you know, the path, how tough it was to get through it. We don't know everyone's story, how they crossed, but a lot of people take it very seriously because of how they crossed, the money that was spent, the way, like, and there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, say the
so
money.
I do somewhat understand how they could possibly have felt disrespected, because me personally, and it don't even have to be like real Greek stuff, I always hate when I'm watching something and that, especially at a black, and it's like at a black college, like on TV, and the first thing they do is pan the camera to like a fake fraternity, and they always doing some bullshit. Like,
that's
it's
what I'm
never
saying. What
like,
do they want them to be? Pi Pi Alpha, like what?
But they want to use a fake one because niggas are tripping like this.
Exactly.
And I hear what you're saying, but it's just like, and it's a double-edged sword, because either way they're gonna be mad that the crap looks stupid, or they're gonna be mad because they're actually using their actual, because they got mad at, oh boy, Power. Because he's an alpha, but in this last movie he was in on Netflix, they made him an Omega. Now, why they made him an Omega, I don't know, but he had a brand on. And then people were in an uproar. Now, mind you, he's Greek, and all he did was wear a different Greek letter.
Now, I would have been more mad at that than this, though. That's like, why would you put on
people,
a whole other...
Where people were definitely mad.
Because he's an actor.
Like, but thank you.
Niggas could be a dragon.
Yeah, that would have been fine, Miles. But think about this, bro. That's like if you're an alpha and you walking around and acting like a sigma, bro. That shit not cool,
let me
dog.
Because
you're an alpha, real.
No, nigga, if you're an actor, that's an alpha, and they go, "Hey, man, hey, today you a slave, tomorrow you a thug, tomorrow you gonna be like,
I get that part,
like transgender, aka, I don't give a fuck. You an actor, like that's what you doing,
right?"
I get that part.
But then it's like, she wasn't disrespecting the sorority in any way. She wasn't like,
wait, this was the best one. This was the best one. Actors be playing a different religion, fake gay, terrorists, serial killers, politicians, Robert Downey Jr. even played a black man, but we got to draw the line at AKAs, laughing my ass off. I was scared. And then I thought to myself, he really did play a black man, and no one said a word. Robert Downey Jr. played a black man, but we drawing the line at an AKA.
But her fit, the outfits that she had on too, was actually kind of fire. Like, I ain't never seen no AKAs dressed the way that she was dressed.
I will say this.
On that show.
She did that very well. Bro, she did that very well. So it's like, and like, people was really tripping. But again,
a lot of people was paper too. So no, I don't. A lot of people's paper that was getting mad. So at that point, that's different.
But that's the other part too, is like, I think when shit blow up, a lot of people think like it's most of them, but it's just a vocal minority. Like, most of them do not care. Like, most AKAs do not actually care.
Right.
It's literally just like my homegirl's AK, and she was just like it's representation. Yeah. Who cares? Like, it'd be one, and plus, like, Issa Rae and that whole show got enough clout where it's like, obviously, they're not disrespecting
the
community. It's just like it's just a bunch of niggas online. It's like all that other shit.
It's like old ass women, old ass AKAs who's like, if they're gonna use this, they need to cut us a check-in. It's not even about that, bro. Like, why can't we just come together?
How is it gonna be? Time out. How the hell is it gonna be the old AKA when they probably don't even know what insecure is?
I think that's what it is too. They don't know about it, and they the ones in the most uproar.
So it's not there. It's young AKA.
It could be.
It's them, Christina.
No, all they do is they just see a picture online of an actor in an AKA thing, and then they read the name. All these niggas be tripping online. Most niggas don't even. It's like that Dave Chappelle shit. Like, most people don't read. Most niggas who complain and ain't even watch
the girl. It was the girl who did the tweet. The girl who did the tweet ain't old.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it got to the level of, like, but where it, now it's the people, like, the head people on the community. They're just on the committees. They're like,
they just react to the tweet. They just react to the tweet. They don't watch the episode. They just see the tweet and go, even bigger. Oh, yeah, this is disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Let me just talk some shit.
Yeah, like, now they're like, Sororas, don't say anything about this. We're going to take matters into our own hands and handle it the way that it should be. Like, the way it should be is to be silent. Yeah. Like, let's let this shit ride.
Like I said, I'm not Greek, so this didn't bother me any.
Y'all know who play a different Greek in every show or movie that he does?
Chris Brown, brother, in what's that movie? Stuff the yard, dude.
Nah, fucking Morris Chestnut.
Oh, Morris Chestnut.
Because Morris Chestnut is a Sigma in real life, but every movie I see him in, he's something else, not a Sigma.
If I was a Sigma, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if I was a Sigma, I'd switch my shit up too, right?
I'd be like, yo, how could I? Nigga came out as a cube.
That's where in certain areas, Sigmas are very popular.
On the East Coast.
Not down south. Is that anywhere you want to live? Yeah, name me one place you want to live where that's true.
Nah. Nigga, and Iotas are cool.
Albuquerque.
The Sigmas be fucking up Albuquerque.
Nah, exactly.
Ooh, Tacoma. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just saying. Are there any celebrity Iotas? Like, do y'all know any celebrity Iotas?
Let's ask not off the dome. I'm sure they exist, but
I got some politicians.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's a politician for sure.
Scientist or something.
Ooh, okay. Well, I mean, look at the butt. Like, Carlton, how Greek are you, like, at this age? Like, ain't that shit kind of like, ain't that shit like Pop Warner?
I'm finna pull out the paddle. Where's the bricks?
Nah, nigga, tell the truth. Like, nigga, you really don't give a damn. So here's the thing.
I'm
gonna ride for my chapter until the wheels fall off. But like, there's some niggas that be out here they just be fooly, bro. You just can't really, you know, you can't ride with it. They can be just in part of the same fraternity as you, but it's not, you know what I mean?
I'm just telling you, because like out here, like I got homies who like been like cripping since they was like 15. But it's like at 30, it's just like, all right, bro. Like, you can still be a crip. Like,
Like, niggas start talking about retirement and shit. Like, jobs.
It's like, you still have brotherhood with, like, certain people. That's the thing, too.
Bro. Yeah.
So you'll have brotherhood.
So it's like, you know, you in a club.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's just like, shit, you still in the gang, nigga. It's like, whoever's still on the block at that point in time, nigga, that's all it is. It's like, you go outside, like, oh, shit, you out here? Shit, I fucking rather just post it with you two then. You know? Kind of like that. But I'm always ride for my chapter, regardless.
Yeah,
you know. Oh, we know. We know, big homie.
Exactly.
Hey, are Kappas the only ones that got white people in theirs? Or are there other, like...
I think they all got white people.
There's plenty of other... Yeah, everyone got white people.
They just be highlighting the white Kappas all the time.
There was a whole uproar, I want to say, was it last year? And there were, because there was some... That's when it was like some white girl. She was a Delta. I don't know what she did, but she pledged or something. It was like a statement... It was like it was like the comment underneath the picture it made some people upset. I don't remember what it said, but she was white. And then when I was in college, there was this fine, Omega, he was white. He was good though.
Here you go, Christina. Miles, that was a wild question. It was funny though.
Hey, Carlton, did I ever tell you about the time I met a Kappa that was Asian?
I believe it though.
But I believe that 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely believe it.
He was like, and I didn't believe him. Like, I did not believe him. He was like, no, I really did pledge. And he was like, he was not like your typical Asian. He was like 6'1". He like played football.
Your typical Asian. He was 6'1".
Was that appropriate? I don't know.
It's your podcast. It came out. It's already out there. Yeah. That's cool. What you gotta say?
You just sat up in your seat and everything. You meant that shit. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I mean, I'm just saying. So
you're trying to paint the picture. I see it. I painted the picture in my head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just
this nigga Miles pulling somebody's number. Look at this nigga.
I'm about to say, yeah, Miles said, yeah, he's on that. I don't know if he ordering food or he pulling it, talking to a little tenderoni over there.
It's my neighbor.
Pretty Tony.
It's my neighbor.
Nah, he was.
All I saw was teeth.
God, and neighbor, he was moving like this out the window. We understand.
Yeah, you know, I was offering some margaritas.
Hell no.
All right, Christina, back to the 6'1". Lady. Back to the 6'1".
6'1 Asian.
Kappa.
6'1 Asian Kappa.
Yeah, listen to the story.
He sent me a picture, and I was like, because I was like, I don't believe you. And he had his cane with his red. I don't know, line jacket. And I was just like, really, I don't know. I thought that was like, I'd never seen it before.
Just took you by surprise. You was like, oh, hold on.
I didn't do all that.
You was intrigued?
I would just wonder like, what would make him want to be a part of a black fraternity? That was just such an odd thing.
Reason they want to rap and they want to hip hop dance and
break dance.
They fuck with it.
Yeah, they think that shit cool.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They don't have that over there.
You know the origins of Asian people are black people, Christina. You know that, huh?
Ooh, put her on, Jay.
We're the origin of everybody. So yeah.
Not everyone.
But you go over there and they got statues.
Oh, wait, like no. Let Carl should break that down.
No, Miles trying to set me up. I'm not finna get into all this with you, Miles.
you're the one that said it.
Yeah, but I mean.
I'm with you, yeah. Carl.
It wasn't to dive in.
You can't say it, but yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we understand.
That's the one conspiracy theory I believe in. That's the one thing I can't prove.
That's the most.
Anywho, so you went out with this 6'1 Asian guy or no?
It's like the Asian dude on Insecure.
That's what I was saying.
Like same kind of vibes, right, Christina?
No, he was more like
black.
Damn.
I mean, just say it, bro. We're just trying to paint a picture here.
Yeah.
No, because I'm saying it's going to not sound appropriate, and I do not want to say
this is an unpopular opinion podcast.
Right. You are already saying Mario outranks Omarion, so you're on the road.
It wasn't that. No, like he was just like to me. you know how, like, it's kind of like how, it's like,
good Asian dude.
Carlton said it. It's like he saw and he was imitating, like, the way he would talk. He was making, he was doing an imitation.
He was a black Asian dude. He was an Asian dude, but acting black. That's what you're
so,
doing.
But, like, the dude on Insecure to me does not, like, he's not, he's just him.
Yeah.
He's just hip. He
so,
cool.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he cool. Like, I would probably date someone like that. And I actually think he actually is with someone black in real life.
The Andrew guy or whatever, or yeah, that's how I feel about white
but
women.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand a white woman who's like trying to be black. Like, that shit is the biggest turn off in the world. Like,
what if they're okay? Well, let me ask you this, because I'll be seeing this girl on TikTok. What if they're from Louisiana? it hit different. It hit different, Miles. You see what I'm saying? It hit different. The white women, the white women in Louisiana, they hit different because it's like
Louisiana.
They seem black, but they really not. They just being themselves. It's just because they from that area. You know what I'm saying?
If it's authentic, then it's authentic. But you know, when you can feel like you got it, because it's the feel of like it ain't.
I'm about to say, there's a difference. You know when someone grew up that way, and you know when someone's like acting, like you can clearly tell. Like, that's why, like, I hate when people get like they'll get mad at like. I don't care what anyone say. Bad Baby has never changed how she has interacted with people. She has always been disrespectful. She has always been like a little asshole. And people be like, I can't believe she's faking or she's be doing too much. How? Like, this girl has never not acted a damn fool. Because that's
not that
how
black
she
people
truly
act
acts.
I like that. It's just
that's not what I mean. I'm just giving an example of people saying like people be putting on. Like, no, like that's who she is. Like, no one's like putting on for you. Like, even that little girl, Whitley, I don't know, the other little white girl, they were trying to like pin against her and they were like, she's doing the most. Every time that girl, I see this person, she's being her authentic self. Like, I don't feel like people truly can keep on up front for years just for like, and never be called out, because eventually someone's going to call that out. And
somebody
someone's going to see you being your authentic self, like, no matter what. So like, when I say like people are putting on, I'm not necessarily talking about just being trying to be black. I'm talking about in general, like, if you're putting on, you're going to eventually, because it's not genuine. Like, you can't keep doing that forever. You're going to break at a point. You're going to break. Yeah, there's no way. You are. You. There's no way. You're just, I mean, it's always something, someone always slips up. Like, when someone's, like, lying or trying to be deceiving, like, it always, something always comes out. I mean, look at what's happening in society right now. You can only, prime example, R. Kelly, you can only, with so much shit for so long until the things start crumbling down around you.
He tried to put this persona up. I think we already talked about this, but I don't think that he was, because it was known.
Bro.
Niggas know. Niggas know.
Exactly.
You did not know
you're
that.
You're not listening.
Now that it got big, niggas
want to know. Don't die. Like, there's some hills to die on R. Kelly.
Other people have other stuff on R. Kelly.
That was weird
as hell. Because they're trying to cover their stuff up, he's getting it. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Everyone's trying to protect themselves. Like, this is like everyone, shit is getting out. Because people can only be these other people for so long.
Miles, Christina, like, let's really be real. Today. She really tempted me with the conspiracy theories tonight.
I can go
so far into all of this shit. Christina, not lying. Everything is coming out and changing, but yeah, I don't want to go.
There's something happening, like, people.
Wait, they all throwing a lot against the wall right now.
That's what I'm saying, Miles. There's so many different ways I can go, bro. So many different ways. Yeah, when she said Epstein, then she said the things are changing and people are seeing. I'm like, okay. All right, Christina.
One is, we got the internet. Yeah. So, like, most people been getting away with shit forever. Like, it is really just the internet. Like, that is what it is. Cameras and the internet. Like, that's the big difference.
Yeah, if that shit was gone, this would be a
place. Epstein would have lived a long, healthy life.
Been here for a long time.
Prince Andrew, all them people, all that stuff would have been rocking. It is just, R. Kelly would have been like,
great.
There's a bunch, listen to these old singers, like some of these stories. There's R. Kelly's before R. Kelly's that are legends, still legends. Exactly. You know, shit, Elvis.
That was so punk ass. Like,
yeah,
that nigga. Anyway,
damn, not punk ass. Damn.
Niggas don't be knowing the back. That's the niggas don't be knowing the backstory. Like, that's what it is. Niggas don't be.
Yeah, that nigga stole all his music from black artists and then touched a bunch of girls. And niggas got his celebrating.
Yeah, people didn't know, but yeah, like, he was like, attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the shit was whack.
Damn. Fucking whack ass nigga. You know, there's not too many like real Elvis fans out there either, though, bro. Except like
everything in that way, like about black artists, where it's like, if Beyonce was white, she'd be so much bigger than what she is now.
You think so?
Like,
really? You think so?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like white artists, and like white anything really. Like even like athletes, like they always get like inflated to like what they actually are. Like, you look at these shit, like, I'm trying to think of a good example, but it's like, oh, shit, a good one is, like, you look at Eminem and how many records he sold compared to, like, Jay-Z. Like, he sold 100 million more albums than Jay-Z, Kanye, Lil Wayne, like, all them people. But he's, like, a lyrical miracle rapper.
But I was like, gonna say, like, Eminem is actually really good. And it's like, there's a lot of, like, people who were like vested into Eminem, you know what I'm saying?
But it's not because he was good, because lyrical miracle rappers, like if you look at the top most profitable rappers, it's all commercial rappers. Like it's all commercial.
Would you say
there's no way you're gonna be a lyrical miracle rapper and sell that many albums compared to Drake and Kanye? It just don't happen.
Right.
But the thing about Eminem was, when he was talking about "fuck you, mom," and like so my wife, and kill myself. Like his wife, he was like, "Oh, this nigga spitting."
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, that's not your car.
She tried to get into somebody else's car.
She tried to get in my car.
Oh wow! Thought you was Uber.
Yeah, that's my neighbor. What about the neighbor?
Yeah.
Everyone's his neighbor.
Right.
Uh oh.
Nail neighbor, but no, I don't know what you're saying,
Mom. Go on, Christina. See that nigga walking around.
I know that I heard you. See them shadows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga walking under. Nigga crawling underneath the couch on his hands.
Hey, where the remote? Oh, my bad.
Damn.
Refrigerator door open twice back there. I seen it.
Y'all tried it. There ain't nobody over here.
Oh, man.
Y'all God funny. Damn it.
Y'all funny.